We continue now with the biblical treasury of the Catechism, compiled and arranged by Reverend Thomas E. Cox. Question number 134. From whom does the Church derive its undying life and infallible authority? The Church derives its undying life and infallible authority from the Holy Ghost, the Spirit of truth, who abides with it forever. This is my covenant with thee, saith the Lord, my Spirit that is in thee, and my words that I have put into thy mouth, shall not depart out of thy mouth, nor out of the mouth of thy seed, nor out of the mouth of thy seed's seed, saith the Lord, from henceforth and forever. Isaiah chapter 59, verse 21. I will ask the Father, and he shall give you another Paraclete, that he may abide with you forever, the Spirit of truth. John chapter 14, verses 16 and 17. You shall receive the power of the Holy Ghost coming upon you, and you shall be witnesses unto me. Acts chapter 1, verse 8. Keep the good thing committed to thy trust by the Holy Ghost who dwelleth in us. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 14. We ought to obey God rather than men. Acts chapter 5, verse 29. Fear not, for thou shalt not be confounded, nor blush, for thou shalt not be put to shame. For he that made thee shall rule over thee. The Lord of hosts is his name, and thy Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel, shall be called the God of all the earth. Isaiah chapter 54, verses 4 and 5. For he was teaching them as one having power, and not as the scribes and Pharisees. Matthew chapter 7, verse 29. Can the blind lead the blind? Do they not both fall into the ditch? Luke chapter 6, verse 39, and Matthew chapter 15, verse 14. And as they were ministering to the Lord and fasting, the Holy Ghost said to them, Separate me, Saul and Barnabas, for the work whereunto I have taken them. Acts chapter 13, verse 2. So they, being sent by the Holy Ghost. Acts chapter 13, verse 4. I will give you a mouth and wisdom, which all your adversaries will not be able to resist and gainsay. Luke chapter 21, verse 15. All thy children shall be taught of the Lord. Isaiah chapter 54, verse 13, and John chapter 6, verse 45. Question 135. By whom is the Church made and kept, one, holy, and Catholic? The Church is made and kept one, holy, and Catholic, by the Holy Ghost, the Spirit of love and holiness, who unites and sanctifies its members throughout the world. When he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will teach you all truth. John chapter 16, verse 13. When he is come, he will convince the world of sin and of justice and of judgment. John chapter 16, verse 8. The things that are to come, he will show you. John chapter 16, verse 13. And not for them only do I pray, but for them also who through their word shall believe in me. John chapter 17, verse 20. For as the body is one, and hath many members, and all the members of the body, whereas they are many, yet are one body, for in one Spirit were we all baptized into one body. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 12 and 13. Behold, I am with you. Matthew chapter 28, verse 20. The Holy Ghost said to them, Separate me, Saul and Barnabas, for the work whereunto I have taken them. Acts chapter 13, verse 2. Take heed to yourselves and to the whole flock, wherein the Holy Ghost hath placed you bishops to rule the church of God. Acts chapter 20, verse 28. The Spirit also helpeth our infirmity. Romans chapter 8, verse 26. Keep the good thing committed to thy trust by the Holy Ghost. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 14. For it is not you that speak, but the Holy Ghost. Mark chapter 13, verse 11, Luke chapter 12, verse 12, and Matthew chapter 10, verse 20. He shall give you another paraclete, that he may abide with you forever. John chapter 14, verse 16. Now the church had peace, and was edified, walking in the fear of the Lord, and was filled with the consolation of the Holy Ghost. Acts chapter 9, verse 31. The Most High hath sanctified his own tabernacle. God is in the midst thereof, it shall not be moved. Psalms chapter 45, verses 5 and 6. Lesson 13. In the Biblical Treasury of the Catechism, on the sacraments in general. Question 136. What is a sacrament? A sacrament is an outward sign instituted by Christ to give grace. And taking him from the multitude apart, he put his fingers into his ears, and spitting, he touched his tongue. Mark chapter 7, verse 33. And taking the blind man by the hand, he led him out of the town, and spitting upon his eyes, laying his hands on him, he asked him if he saw anything. Mark chapter 8, verse 23. That man that is called Jesus made clay, and anointed my eyes, and said to me, Go to the pool of Siloam and wash. John chapter 9, verse 11. And the eunuch said, See, here is water. What doth hinder me from being baptized? Acts chapter 8, verse 36. Of the doctrine of baptisms and imposition of hands. Hebrews chapter 6, verse 2. Who can make him clean that is conceived of unclean seed? Is it not thou who only art? Job chapter 14, verse 4. Teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. Matthew chapter 28, verse 20. Baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Matthew chapter 28, verse 19. Confirm thy brethren. Luke chapter 22, verse 32. He, Paul, went through Syria and Cilicia, confirming the churches. Acts chapter 15, verse 41. By the imposition of the hands of the apostles, the Holy Ghost was given. Acts chapter 8, verse 18. Do this for a commemoration of me. Luke chapter 22, verse 19, and 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 24 and 25. He breathed on them, and he said to them, Receive ye the Holy Ghost, whose sins you shall forgive, they are forgiven them, and whose sins you shall retain, they are retained. John chapter 20, verses 22 and 23, and Matthew chapter 18, verse 18. Is any man sick among you? Let him bring in the priest of the church. James chapter 5, verse 14. Ordain priests in every city, as I also appointed thee. Titus, chapter 1, verse 5. What therefore God hath joined together, let not man put asunder. Matthew, chapter 19, verse 6, and Mark, chapter 10, verse 9. This is a great sacrament. Ephesians, chapter 5, verse 32. Question 137. How many sacraments are there? There are seven sacraments: baptism, confirmation, Holy Eucharist, penance, extreme unction, holy orders, and matrimony. Wisdom hath built herself a house. She hath hewn her out seven pillars. Proverbs chapter 9, verse 1. Now there are diversities of graces, but the same Spirit, and there are diversities of ministries, but the same Lord, and there are diversities of operations, but the same God, who worketh all in all. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 4 to 6. Amen, amen, I say to thee, unless a man be born again of water and the Holy Ghost, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. John chapter 3, verse 5. He saved us by the labor of regeneration and renovation of the Holy Ghost. Titus chapter 3, verse 5. They laid their hands upon them, and they received the Holy Ghost. Acts chapter 8, verse 17. They, Paul and Barnabas, returned again, confirming the souls of the disciples. Acts chapter 14, verses 20 and 21. He, Paul, went through the country in order, confirming all the disciples. Acts chapter 18, verse 23. When Paul had imposed hands on them, the Holy Ghost came upon them. Acts chapter 19, verse 6. The chalice of benediction which we bless, is it not the communion of the blood of Christ? And the bread which we break, is it not the partaking of the body of the Lord? 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 16. They preached that men should do penance. Mark chapter 6, verse 12. And anointed with oil many that were sick, and healed them. Mark chapter 6, verse 13. Neglect not the grace that is in thee, which was given thee by prophecy, with imposition of the hands of the priesthood. 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 14. This is a great sacrament. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 32. Question 138. Whence have the sacraments the power of giving grace? The sacraments have the power of giving grace from the merits of Jesus Christ. He was wounded for our iniquities. He was bruised for our sins. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and by his bruises we are healed. Isaiah chapter 53, verse 5, and 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 24. What advantage, then, hath the Jew, or what is the profit of circumcision? Much every way. First, indeed, because the words of God were committed to them. Romans chapter 3, verses 1 and 2. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 3. And he, Jesus Christ, is the propitiation for our sins, and not for ours only, but also for those of the whole world. 1 John chapter 2, verse 2. Jesus Christ, who hath loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood. Apocalypse chapter 1, verse 5, Hebrews chapter 9, verse 14, and 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 19. The blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanseth us from all sin. 1 John chapter 1, verse 7. I have laid help upon one that is mighty. Psalms chapter 88, verse 20. You shall draw waters with joy out of the Savior's fountains. Isaiah chapter 12, verse 3. Question 139. What grace do the sacraments give? Some of the sacraments give sanctifying grace, and others increase it in our souls. I will pour upon you clean water, and you shall be cleansed from all your filthiness. Ezekiel chapter 36, verse 25. Do penance and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of your sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Acts chapter 2, verse 38. The manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man unto profit. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 7. Lord, thy pound hath gained 10 pounds. Luke chapter 19, verse 16. Question 140. Which are the sacraments that give sanctifying grace? The sacraments that give sanctifying grace are baptism and penance, and they are called sacraments of the dead. Do penance and be baptized, every one of you, for the remission of your sins. Acts chapter 2, verse 38. Whereunto baptism, being of the like form, now saveth you also. 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 21. We were dead in sins. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 5. Question 141. Why are baptism and penance called sacraments of the dead? Baptism and penance are called sacraments of the dead because they take away sin, which is the death of the soul, and give grace, which is its life. John was in the desert baptizing and preaching the baptism of penance unto remission of sins. Mark chapter 1, verse 4. It was fit that we should make merry and be glad, for this thy brother was dead and is come to life again. He was lost and is found. Luke chapter 15, verse 32. We were dead in sins. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 5. Buried with him in baptism, in whom also you are risen again by the faith of the operation of God. Colossians chapter 2, verse 12. Baptism now saveth you also. 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 21. But you are now converted to the shepherd and the bishop of your souls. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 25. Blessed are they that wash their robes in the blood of the Lamb, that they may have a right to the tree of life, and may enter in by the gates into the city. Apocalypse chapter 22, verse 14. Thou hast the name of being alive, and thou art dead. Observe and do penance. Apocalypse chapter 3, verses 1 to 3. Be mindful, therefore, from whence thou art fallen, and do penance, and do the first works. Apocalypse chapter 2, verse 5. Question 142. Which are the sacraments that increase sanctifying grace in our soul? The sacraments that increase sanctifying grace in our soul are Confirmation, Holy Eucharist, Extreme Unction, Holy Orders, and Matrimony, and they are called sacraments of the living. The water that I will give him shall become in him a fountain of water springing up into life everlasting. John chapter 4, verse 14. They laid their hands upon him, and they received the Holy Ghost. Acts chapter 8, verse 17. He that eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood abideth in me, and I in him. John chapter 6, verse 57. The prayer of faith shall save the sick man. James chapter 5, verse 15. Neglect not the grace that is in thee, which was given thee by prophecy, with imposition of the hands of the priesthood. 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 14. To them that love God, all things work together unto good. Romans chapter 8, verse 28. He that is just, let him be justified still, and he that is holy, let him be sanctified still. Apocalypse chapter 22, verse 11. The path of the just as a shining light, goeth forwards and increaseth even to perfect day. Proverbs chapter 4, verse 18. Grow in grace. 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 18. Question 143. Why are confirmation, Holy Eucharist, Extreme Unction, Holy Orders, and Matrimony called the sacraments of the living? Confirmation, Holy Eucharist, extreme unction, holy orders, and matrimony are called sacraments of the living because those who receive them worthily are already living the life of grace. And every one that beareth fruit, he will purge it, that it may bring forth more fruit. John chapter 15, verse 2. But let a man prove himself, for he that eateth and drinketh unworthily, eateth and drinketh judgment to himself. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 28 and 29. Friend, how camest thou in hither, not having on a wedding garment? Matthew chapter 22, verse 12. Wherefore, leaving the word of the beginning of Christ, let us go on to things more perfect, not laying again the foundation of penance from dead works, and of faith towards God, of the doctrine of baptisms, and the imposition of hands. Hebrews chapter 6, verse 1. If you be risen with Christ, seek the things that are above. Colossians chapter 3, verse 1. They that seek the Lord shall not be deprived of any good. Psalms chapter 33, verse 11. Question 144. What sin does he commit who receives the sacraments of the living in mortal sin? He who receives the sacraments of the living in mortal sin commits a sacrilege, which is a great sin, because it is an abuse of a sacred thing. To them that are defiled, and to unbelievers, nothing is clean. Titus chapter 1, verse 15. He that eateth and drinketh unworthily, eateth and drinketh judgment to himself. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 29. He shall be profane and guilty of impiety, and shall bear his iniquity, because he hath defiled the holy thing of the Lord. Leviticus chapter 19, verses 7 and 8. He hath offered an affront to the Spirit of grace. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 29. Give not that which is holy to dogs, neither cast ye your pearls before swine. Matthew chapter 7, verse 6. Question 145. Besides sanctifying grace, do the sacraments give any other grace? Besides sanctifying grace, the sacraments give another grace called sacramental. To every one of us is given grace according to the measure of the giving of Christ. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 7. As every man hath received grace, ministering the same one to another, as good stewards of the manifold grace of God. 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 10. To me is given this grace to preach among the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 8. With great power did the apostles give testimony of the resurrection of Jesus Christ our Lord, and great grace was in them all. Acts chapter 4, verse 33. Question 146. What is sacramental grace? Sacramental grace is a special help which God gives to attain the end for which he instituted each sacrament. Now there are diversities of graces, but the same Spirit, and there are diversities of operations, but the same God, who worketh all in all. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 4 to 6. Having different gifts according to the grace that is given us. Romans chapter 12, verse 6. Be baptized, every one of you, for the remission of your sins. Acts chapter 2, verse 38. Now being made free from sin and become servants to God, you have your fruit unto sanctification, and the end, life everlasting. Romans chapter 6, verse 22. Therefore take unto you the armor of God, that you may be able to resist in the evil day, and to stand in all things perfect. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 13. The spirit of wisdom and of understanding, the spirit of counsel and of fortitude, the spirit of knowledge and of godliness, the spirit of the fear of the Lord. Isaiah chapter 11, verses 2 and 3. They knew him in the breaking of bread. Luke chapter 24, verse 35. He that eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood abideth in me, and I in him. John chapter 6, verse 57. Arise, eat, for thou hast yet a great way to go. And he arose and ate and drank, and walked in the strength of that food 40 days and 40 nights unto the mount of God, Horeb. 3 Kings chapter 19, verses 7 and 8. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all iniquity. 1 John chapter 1, verse 9. They should do penance and turn to God, doing works worthy of penance. Acts chapter 26, verse 20. The Lord shall raise him up, and if he be in sins, they shall be forgiven him. Neglect not the grace that is in thee, which was given thee of by prophecy, and with imposition of the hands of the priesthood. 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 14. Stir up the grace of God which is in thee by the imposition of my hands. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 6. I am made a minister according to the gift of the grace of God which is given to me according to the operation of his power. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 7. They too shall be in one flesh. Matthew chapter 19, verse 5. Genesis chapter 2, verse 24, and Mark chapter 10, verse 7. No man ever hated his own flesh, but nourisheth it and cherisheth it, as also Christ doth the church. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 29. But all these things one and the same Spirit worketh, dividing to every one according as he will. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 11. Question 147. Do the sacraments always give grace? The sacraments always give grace if we receive them with the right dispositions. The manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man unto profit. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 7. Baptism now saveth you also. 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 21. They laid their hands upon them, and they received the Holy Ghost. Acts chapter 8, verse 17. He that eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood abideth in me, and I in him. John chapter 6, verse 57. Whose sins you shall forgive, they are forgiven them. John chapter 20, verse 23. The prayer of faith in extreme unction shall save the sick man. James chapter 5, verse 15. Neglect not the grace that is in thee, which was given thee with imposition of the hands. 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 14. Stir up the grace of God which is in thee by the imposition of my hands. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 6. This is a great sacrament. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 32. Question 148. Can we receive the sacraments more than once? We can receive the sacraments more than once, except baptism, confirmation, and holy orders. One baptism. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 5. The Holy Spirit of God, whereby you are sealed unto the day of redemption. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 30. Thou art a priest forever. Psalms chapter 109, verse 4. Hebrews chapter 5, verses 6 and 7. And chapter 7, verse 21. Question 149. Why can we not receive baptism, confirmation, and holy orders more than once? We cannot receive baptism, confirmation, and holy orders more than once because they imprint a character in the soul. For as many of you as have been baptized in Christ have put on Christ. Galatians chapter 3, verse 27. You were signed with the Holy Spirit of promise. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 13. Let the unction which you have received from him abide in you. 1 John chapter 2, verse 27. You are sealed unto the day of redemption. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 30. Question 150. What is the character which these sacraments imprint in the soul? The character which these sacraments imprint in the soul is a spiritual mark which remains forever. The pledge of our inheritance. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 14. The pledge of the Spirit in our hearts. 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 22. Question 151. Does this character remain in the soul even after death? This character remains in the soul even after death, for the honor and glory of those who are saved, for the shame and punishment of those who are lost. Thou art a priest forever. Psalms 109, verse 4, Hebrews chapter 5, verses 6 and 7, and chapter 7, verse 21. I heard the number of them that were signed. Apocalypse chapter 7, verse 4. They shall see his face, and his name shall be on their foreheads. Apocalypse chapter 22, verse 4. Lesson 14th on Baptism. Question 152. What is baptism? Baptism is a sacrament which cleanses us from original sin, makes us Christians, children of God, and heirs of heaven. The laver of water in the Word of Life. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 26. Let us draw near with a true heart, in fullness of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience, and our bodies washed with clean water. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 22. Not by the works of justice which we have done, but according to his mercy he saved us, by the labor of regeneration and renovation of the Holy Ghost, that being justified by his grace, we may be heirs according to hope of life everlasting. Titus chapter 3, verses 5 to 7. Amen, amen, I say to thee, unless a man be born again of water and the Holy Ghost, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. John chapter 3, verse 5. But as many as received him, he gave them power to be made the sons of God, to them that believe in his name. John chapter 1, verse 12. Do penance and be baptized, every one of you, for the remission of your sins. Acts chapter 2, verse 38. They therefore that received his word were baptized, and there were added in that day about 3,000 souls. Acts chapter 2, verse 41. But when they had believed Philip preaching of the kingdom of God, they were baptized, both men and women. Acts chapter 8, verse 12. And the eunuch said, See, here is water. What doth hinder me from being baptized? Acts chapter 8, verse 36. And immediately there fell from his eyes, as it were, scales, and he received his sight, and rising up, he was baptized. Acts chapter 9, verse 18. And he commanded them to be baptized. Acts chapter 10, verse 48. And when she, Lydia, was baptized, and her household. Acts chapter 16, verse 15. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, Mark chapter 16, verse 16. After these things, Jesus and his disciples came into the land of Judea, and there he abode with them and baptized. John chapter 3, verse 22, and chapter 3, verse 26. Though Jesus himself did not baptize, but his disciples. John chapter 4, verse 2. Blessed are they that wash their robes in the blood of the Lamb, that they may have a right to the tree of life. Apocalypse chapter 22, verse 14. For you are all the children of God by faith in Christ Jesus. For as many of you as have been baptized in Christ have put on Christ. Galatians chapter 3, verses 26 and 27. Going therefore, teach ye all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Matthew chapter 28, verse 19. For you have not received the spirit of bondage again in fear, but you have received the spirit of adoption of sons, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. Romans chapter 8, verse 15. Behold, what manner of charity the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called and should be the sons of God. 1 John chapter 3, verse 1. In that day there shall be a fountain open to the house of David and to the inhabitants of Jerusalem for the washing of the sinner. Zechariah chapter 13, verse 1. We were by nature children of wrath, but God hath quickened us together in Christ, by whose grace you are saved. Ephesians chapter 2, verses 3 to 5. Question 153. Are actual sins ever remitted by baptism? Actual sins and all the punishment due to them are remitted by baptism, if the person baptized be guilty of any. And such unjust some of you were, but you are washed, but you are sanctified, but you are justified in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ and the Spirit of our God. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 11. Now being made free from sin and become servants to God, you have your fruit unto sanctification and the end, life everlasting. Romans chapter 6, verse 22. You are buried with him in baptism, in whom also you are risen again by the faith of the operation of God, who hath raised him up from the dead. And you, when you were dead in your sins, he hath quickened together with him, forgiving you all offenses. Colossians chapter 2, verses 11 to 13, and Romans chapter 6, verse 4. Question 154. Is baptism necessary to salvation? Baptism is necessary to salvation because without it we cannot enter into the kingdom of heaven. Who can make him clean that is conceived of unclean seed? Is it not thou who only art? Job chapter 14, verse 4. Our fathers, all in Moses, were baptized in the cloud and in the sea. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 1 and 2. Amen, amen, I say to thee, unless a man be born again of water and the Holy Ghost, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. John chapter 3, verse 5. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. Mark chapter 16, verse 16. There shall not enter into it the new Jerusalem anything defiled. Apocalypse chapter 21, verse 27. Blessed are they that wash their robes in the blood of the Lamb, that they may have a right to the tree of life. Apocalypse chapter 22, verse 14. Question 155. Who can administer baptism? The priest is the ordinary minister of baptism, but in case of necessity, anyone who has the use of reason may baptize. They went down into the water, both Philip and the eunuch, and he baptized him. Acts chapter 8, verse 38. Going therefore, you apostles, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Matthew chapter 28, verse 19. Though Jesus himself did not baptize, but his disciples. John chapter 4, verse 2. I give God thanks that I baptized none of you but Crispus and Caius. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 14. The ministers of him whom you believed, and to everyone as the Lord hath given. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 5. There are diversities of ministries, but the same Lord. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 5. We will continue with the biblical treasury of the Catechism on side B of this tape.